Yeah, you know what it is. Hot 97, Funk Flex, Kanye West, Pusha T.
No, I never noticed that.
So when are we going to get this Pusha T album? When is that going to crack?
Well, yeah, when we push it, when we going?
I mean, I'm, you know, after Dark Fantasy, man, I'm trying to be there.
You trying to live?
Hey, listen.
Now, are you still going to, is Clips album still going to happen as well?
For sure, for sure. That brand, Clips don't die. We brothers. We can't die. You know what I'm saying? Definitely going to be a Clips thing as well. We doing the solo thing right now. I think our chemistry is crazy. And
I loved
the people,
when I heard.
I think the people going, you know, I love definitely going to love what we got to offer.
I loved when I heard that we were with Kanye, because your team and your movement's been underrated for so long, my brother.
Thanks.
You know what I mean? Like, so long. And to, you know, sometimes you hear people get with certain people or get with certain artists, and you sometimes the first thought in your mind is, well, I don't know if that's going to work. I was clear you were going to get hurt. Like, I wasn't like, oh, it's not going to happen for him. I was clear your movement was going to get hurt.
Yeah, he definitely makes sure that I've been hurt, honestly, and that I've been out there. And, I mean, we just work, man. We work. And this guy's a workaholic. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I went out to Hawaii for 3 days and ended up staying for a month. Like,
of course.
Man, it's not that bad in Hawaii. We had the chefs.
Yeah, it was happening.
The chefs. Hey, listen, it was great. It was great. I just couldn't get... I don't think I ever got fully adjusted to the time schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we still worked it out.
It's Hot 97, Crazy Funk Flex, Kanye West. Here, of course, Kanye's album drops November 22nd. So, the Runaway movie, I had a chance to see it. I know it premiered on MTV, and I saw you at Sway, and shout to Sway. And then I got to... I had missed a little of it, so I went to your site. I think it was a... KanyeWest.com, and I really enjoyed the movie.
I said like I was at the table, like, oh, thank you.
No, I was
girlfriend's very beautiful now.
I thought it was very cool, beyond cool. Is that something that you want to do down the line, or you want to do it during while you're putting out your music? Is movie something you love to do?
Yeah, I'm just very visual, and I like to connect with the senses of the consumer, or not just the consumer, people who are consuming the art that I want to put out, and to do it sonically, visually, emotionally, just to connect in every single way. And I got a lot of experience from doing videos. Like, you know, people thought that the Drake video was the first video I did. And mind you, my original cut was just Rosa just stretching for the entire time. And they said, you got to put Drake in the video somewhere. But if y'all could just see the director's cut, y'all would have loved that one, I guarantee you. Ordinary People video, Common, the Corner video, it's like a lot of joints I directed. And I got a lot of experience just working with Hype, working under Hype all the time. And it's just an amazing opportunity. We shot it in 4 days. Just to be able to do like 35-minute film in 4 days, it was just so, it was so groundbreaking. It's very, like, felt very Michael Jackson to, like, take over all those networks at one time, to air it through.
Hard and, body.
And for me, so many people to understand it. Something that's so pure in thought. Like, if you take the scene where the kid was running with the torch in the beginning, and then basically I was showing Salida my world by showing that Michael Jackson as a representation of pop culture and the god of pop culture, with the Red Hoods representing cult, like the cult following with the band and everything. You saw after the entire cultivation, the kid had the hood on at the end, was walking extremely slow. In the beginning, when he had his own ideas, he's running with his torch. This is my idea. This is what I feel. Like Picasso said, everyone was born an artist, you know? And after everyone was cultivated to what you're supposed to think, now he's moving extra slow. He's so concerned about what, you know, what people's thoughts are. The whole thing that makes, like, me and, say, Dipset so incredible is they'll do some music and they don't care about how I think. You know, I'll do some music and I don't care about how they think.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? I'll pick out outfit, whatever, and be like, last thing I'm thinking about is them. You know, it's like, so that's what I'm saying. It's expressing exactly what you feel, what you want to do, and that's what I did with the film. I felt very creatively liberated with the film because there's a lot of things I want to do in fashion that I feel like I could break through those. I just came from the Fashion Awards, this ACE Awards, where I got honored.
Congratulations on your award, my brother.
Thank you very much.
Now, tell me more about the award, because I know that a lot of men do not get that award. correct? Yeah. There's never has been a man.
Yeah, I'm the first guy to get that award. And, you know, just to be, like, black, American, a rapper, straight, all these different things to get, like, a fashion award like that. Like, Gaga won it last year of a style influencer. Because in the fashion world, you know, I feel like I have such an uphill battle. I don't know what people's perception is. You know, it's a lot of people, you know, they feel like, you know, you could be trying too hard, like you're a douchebag. You know, you're going to too many shows. You're doing this, like, remember they had the South Park photos, like people hitting it off because basically I'm like the little kid with the torch running. Like, this is my idea. So if I want some yellow shoes or some dude, it doesn't matter. Did you see, that's one of the things, like, I love. Like, did you see, I'm sure you've seen, like, Kim's W Magazine photos.
Definitely.
I'm sure, yeah, we've
definitely
all seen it.
I just Influxwetrust.com. Yeah. They can see it. Yes.
I just thought that was so incredible because she's basically, I'm going to do what the f*** I want to do. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't stop me from being me. Like,
she was definitely being her.
She was definitely being her.
Now, my brother, speaking of Kim Kardashian, was it her birthday party that you were spotted at on the internet? I know that you guys were spotted. You might have been some other people at the party. It was her party, correct? Do I have that right, or do I have it wrong?
I mean, she's a good...
you guys are good friends?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go to her birthday party. Like, I've seen other people at the party. I wasn't the only person at the party.
No, I didn't feel that, but, you know, you were definitely at the party.
I went to the party.
You would definitely have you guys had a chance to exchange any contacts of keeping in touch?
Pardon me, I'm coughing.
Oh, you need a minute.
Pardon, coughing on a Chardonnay. I'm drinking out the plastic cup right now. For those who don't have visuals.
You guys are just friends then.
I'm not, you know.
You're not in a position to say. I'm sorry, am I putting words in you? I don't want to put words in you. I'm just like, you know, I'm just curious. That's what the people want to know.
I'm just
Was that your first time seeing those pictures? No, I'm just wondering.
I saw the pictures and they went, I saw the pictures.
Okay. Okay. It's I-97 Funk Flex Kanye West. I'm just giving Kanye West a hard time. All right. So Salida Eubanks. Is that correct?
Salida Eubanks.
Yeah. Eubanks. So Salida Eubanks. Now, how did you two hook up?
I mean, the way you're wording this, it sounds like...
Nah, am I leading you? I don't want to lead. Is that what it is? I'm leading. How did you two meet? That's a better word.
I've been good friends with Salida for a while. And then she's just an amazing, amazing lady. Very, very classy. A representation of black excellence, and I think it was very important
with
for
nice
her
skin.
To.
Nice skin.
Sorry?
Nice skin, too.
Nice skin. Yeah, the color, the tone.
Yeah, my God.
It got you.
But how did you feel when she got up from the couch in the film, that moment when she was...
In the film?
Yeah.
Oh.
Streets were talking.
It hurt.
I think that was a moment in pop culture.
It was a moment. Oh my goodness, it was a moment.
No, I was at a movie premiere. She got up from the couch and the whole theater started clapping. I was like, oh, okay,
all right. Well, she's got the streets on fire, my brother. You heat them up, my brother. It seems that, like, when you get next to a man, you get them hot.
I don't know. That's
you get them hot.
That's a crazy thing that happens, right?
And you don't even talk much about it. You just get them hot. You snap a few pictures and they're hot, my brother.
I don't know why that happens, like, in that way.
Oh my goodness. It's Hot 97 Phone Plus Kanye
no
West.
No more Chardonnay, please. Get this Chardonnay from what, please.
Amber Rose. So, I mean, which is always, I mean, you two are always the talk of the town. So you no longer with Amber Rose. I want to make sure before I even go into what I'm saying. Is like, are you guys no longer together? You're just good friends or?
I mean.
Depends on what night it is. I mean, like, you know, I just want to. I'm just trying to, you know, figure out.
Jay done finally got it through my head not to run my mouth, so.
Okay. So I notice a lot of people are wondering if that's who you're talking about in the movie.
I mean, is it like about, have I experienced situations with her that were similar to
yes,
what I...
Yes, that's definitely the word of what's out there.
Yeah, it's definitely some of that. But also in the movie, it's pieces of, you know, any woman I've been extremely close to, even like it's representations of my mom in that movie too.
Okay.
You know, it's like representations of my fiance, just the taste level, and then but the discrimination element of it is very Amber.
So when you say fiance, so you're getting married?
No. I'm talking about my Alexis. Ex fiance.
No longer.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Okay.
Man, so
yo, dance. This guy's yo, you are doing it right. Yo, he's out here moving.
I'm just trying to be creative, man. I'm just trying to get my music out.
You're going top 10. You're not even like, you're not wasting. He's not messing around. He's not. You're like, you're just, wow. Okay.
I just mean certain responsibilities, you know.
Then you toss a flick out there to send them someplace where they, wow.
I just think you just can't let.
This is a great marketing plan. I should definitely watch.
Yeah. Stay tuned. Something might happen.
Okay, so yeah, look. So Amber Rose is a little bit of what you're mentioning in the movie, but, you know, partially, but that's not, you know, the entire flick, correct?
Definitely not, but she definitely was an inspiration for me. You know, that's the whole thing. It's like
she seems like she's not smooth, my brother. I mean, something like, you know, she's on Twitter. She never really says anything greedy, but she just seems like
why,
like,
right?
She just seems like she's not unhappy. That's what I get from it. I mean, the movie dropped, and then she said she's coming out with the reality show, and there's always like it seems like you moving in. There's a counter statement from her. Do you feel like she's a I don't want to say unhappy, but there's definitely like a, there's no closure to her for some reason. I don't know if you feel what I feel.
I don't know if you feel what I feel. That's the thing. Like, I mean, you know, when you're truly an artist of this time, and you find inspirations. I don't know how many people, you know. Know about Jeff Koons' situation and his first wife. And
no, explain it to me, please.
I mean, he used to do like sculptures. These sculptures now are worth multi millions. There would be a sculpture of him and his wife fornicating. I mean, his wife's not fornication, right? That was like the dumbest shit I ever
moving together.
Life. Yeah, they would have to say. So, like, my Chardonnay, please excuse all misquotes. And it was a true artist thing, and it's just to be inspired by that, you know, and just to have like the balls to do it, to go ahead and say, you know, I live this to the fullest. You only live once.
You're
like
living.
You know, yes.
You're living.
Like, can you imagine?
You're
like,
living.
Can you imagine like how I take it to the limit?
Yes, you do.
As you know, she was like straight out of the strip club, right to the fashion show, like bam.
You make them hot, honey.
It happens.
You're making them hot.
It happens, you know.
Is that where you two met?
No. We met at we were gonna do the RoboCop video. And so funny, RoboCop never came out.
Hmm.
Like Don C likes to call it the most expensive video ever.
So you're doing this video.
Yeah.
You're doing this video, and then she's an extra on the scene?
No, she's the main. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, but she's like. At the time, she's unknown.
Yes, yeah.
And then from there, it just developed into a good friendship.
Yeah, we kind of vibed out. You had to realize, like, just in my situation with the ups and downs I've been through, the losses, the ups, just everything is just, you know, sometimes you make decisions, you say, look, I'm gonna just do this one right here. Like, I'm just try this one. I'm gonna try this out.
Let me see how this works.
Yo, it's proper rock star. You supposed to, like, sometimes niggas get married in a week. Like, I'm gonna go to Vegas. I'm gonna get married in a week. Everything.
And after that, you're out the dough.
Why does Flex have to word it like this every time? Brash. Hip hop is brash.
I'm gonna try this.
It happens.
Wait a minute. Let me see how this muffler works. If it sounds good, I'm gonna stay with it. Yeah. If it backfires or it's taking away any horsepower or distracting me, we change up and we put on a Flowmaster exhaust. Whatever works good. I mean, I think that's the best way to put it. It's Hot 97 Funk Flex, Kanye West.
It's definitely women. Hot 97. Flex, yeah. Flex definitely just, you know, he did the comparison of exhausted women. We didn't do that one. Only Flex can do that one.
All right. Yeah. Let's get into some more music, of course.
Music? Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, the music. We'll get to the music.
We also do that.
Kanye's album is in stores November 22nd. He's staying here the whole time. Let's rock out. Let's do it.